Hi, and welcome to Radio 708. I'm here with four young students, all of whom took part in last year's fantastic musical, the title of which was...
When We Were, Now We Are.
So, there you go. So guys, thank you very much for coming. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Very good.
Good. First of all, why don't we just go through... tell me your name and your what you are studying.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kelly and I'm studying in fashion business.
My name is Rosalia. I'm studying in sales and marketing.
I'm Lydia and I'm studying in digital music and media.
I'm Dominic. I'm studying in the digital music and media too.
Excellent. So the musical was a big success last year, but for people who did not get to see it, can you tell us, maybe Dominic, what the musical was about?
It's about a group of young students, maybe. They all have
a dream.
Yeah, they have different dreams, and they wanted to achieve that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do they achieve their dreams? Are there some problems, I assume?
Yeah, of course, there are problems, and yeah, of course, some of them succeed and some of them failed, and
some of them did not achieve their dream, but they still happy. Like Rosalia, the play Rosalia, she can't achieve her dream as a musician, but finally she is a music teacher.
Oh, okay.
But still related in
music.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the dreams change a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. So, is it the challenges that the characters had? Could you relate to those problems, those challenges, you guys?
For me, this character definitely is my role play.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. Because. My parents always told me that I need to be a policewoman when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
When I was primary school, they said you need to be a policewoman. Then I did say nothing because I was not very clear about my dream. Until to my secondary school, I found that I love drawing and I love fashion. But my parents still told me that I need to be a policewoman, and they said, I've designed the road for you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to walk...
and follow them.
Yeah, you need to follow my plan,
mm-hmm,
like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but finally, they found that I actually love fashion more than being a policewoman.
Mm-hmm.
So they just let me go and let me to study in this school.
Oh, good. And they're okay now?
And they started to introduce me some job, just like the junior fashion designer assistant, like something like
right,
this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So happy ending
for
you. How about you guys? There's a reputation sometimes that parents in Asia are very controlling, and they want, you know, their children to be a doctor or engineer or policewoman. Do you feel that pressure? Is it difficult to be a creative sort of person, do you think, Hong Kong?
Maybe some Asian families force their children to be professionals, but in my family, my parents don't force me to be any professionals. Maybe I'm studying in sales marketing, and I want to be a marketing director, but I found it's hard to achieve it because a marketer must be creativity, but maybe it's so hard to be a marketer in Hong Kong. There's so many students studying in business. So I think I must work harder, or maybe just find another dream, but not follow my primary dream.
Oh well, still lots of time. Don't give up yet. Tell me a little bit about doing the show. Like, I think Lawrence and Eris were involved in the music side of things. Are there other teachers we should know?
Christine,
of course. Yeah. And then, like, how long did you practice for and that kind of thing?
I think it's about 2 months or 3 months.
Official practice should be 2 months or less than 2 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we always...
That was kind of rush.
Yeah,
because it's hard to find, gather all of us to have a practice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Also busy. Do you remember right before the first night, right before the curtains open, were you very nervous?
Yeah.
What was the feeling?
Yeah, as they all know, there was a real Jessie, and I'm just a girl who they find me because something happened on Jessie, the real Jessie,
mm-hmm.
because she was in the hospital, so I need to help
replace
them
her.
To replace her place.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had 2 days
for
practice this and all the songs.
Oh my gosh.
Because I don't know how to sing those songs.
Right.
Some of them I haven't heard about that.
Right.
So I just spent 2 days for reciting the script and the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really nervous, but I enjoy it.
You enjoyed it. And how did she do? She do good?
Very,
she did well?
Very well.
Yeah. She did great.
Excellent.
Not just great, it's excellent.
Wow. Hey, nice.
Yeah.
Two more questions. One, you guys are all, your English is very, very strong. You all seem confident using English to get up on stage, of course. You must be.
okay.
Do you have any advice for younger students or students who... are embarrassed or find it difficult to use English?
Well, the most important thing should be do not be shy.
Yeah.
Speak more,
mm-hmm.
talk more, and don't afraid about the tenses. Because even you don't know what you're talking, but the foreigner will try to organize your words and teach you back how to organize your words.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Just try,
mm-hmm.
and don't be shy.
Yeah,
if you don't want to try, you can't find out the mistakes and find out what you didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and practice make perfect. So there was listening and speaking and writing. There are lots of aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to practice all of them. Speak more, write more. If you think you're good at writing, but not also at speaking, so you need to speak more to practice other aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we have to make some mistakes to know what mistake we've made.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and of course, listen to more music songs from
English songs.
Yeah.
And also maybe they can find the interest if they like watching the television, they can find some episodes that they are interested in and they can learn more about from the subtitles.
Sure. All right. All great tips. Great advice. Thank you guys. Wow. All right. So you're here in the studio today. You're going to play a song for us. What's the name of the song? And maybe you can tell us the meaning, like how it fits in the play.
Yeah, there are two songs. The first song will be I Have a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
This is a famous song and very, very classical song about chasing your dream and don't give up on your dream. Just do it and pay attention, pay your effort on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before we finish, we should take this opportunity maybe if you want to say thank you to to Lawrence and Eris and Christine. Yeah, anything you want to say?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Lots of things.
Did you enjoy the experience and you learned lots and stuff?
Yeah, because for the beginning of this musical, we haven't write the script, any script, none of them.
No idea.
Yeah, and we just float up the ideas, just ideas, mm-hmm. but never work with it. But Eric helped us to sum up all the ideas and write the script,
mm-hmm.
just about less than 1 month.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So we really, really thanks him
yeah.
that helped us to make a script and for us.
Excellent.
And thanks for writing the last song lyrics by Aris and Christine.
Okay.
In two days.
Wow. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
And Lawrence was the musical director.
Yeah. So he is a genius.
Talent.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think he just finished all those songs in less than a week, I think. So it is very impressive.
Yeah, he paid lots of effort in music.
Yeah,
with
the instrumental.
Without them, the show can't be run so completely.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Excellent. Well, I'm certainly happy you guys had such a good time. I'm sure they will be happy to hear it. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
If you're ready now to play the song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to it. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hope apart as they turn your dream to shame.